Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
5-star reviews on iTunes really help us out.
Give us a 5-star review, then email that to naughtyshowpodcast@gmail.com and we will mail you a signed postcard.
All right, guess what? I fired people. There's been a mass firing in the last 5 minutes from the last show. New naughty show. Tripoli's running the show. No, they're downstairs smoking. Welcome to another naughty show here at Playboy Radio, 7th Heaven. Joining me in studio, while everybody's gone, is my good friend Charlie.
Hey, Sam.
Charlie, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I
appreciate
couldn't let you be in here alone just because they need the nicotine.
Oh, yeah. Look who showed up now. Charlie, before I got to kick you off the microphone, tell us about your band.
Dirty Cakes Band. Drugs, sex, rock and roll.
And
Dirty
where Cakes is the band? Where can we hear this awesome music?
At Dirty Cakes Band on Twitter, dirtycakesband.bandcamp.com.
When's the next big show?
Next big show, January. We just did a showcase in the Valley. We're going to do another one in Hollywood.
That's our good friend, Charlie. Charlie, what's your Twitter handle?
It's at Radio and Rock. I'll be doing all the vines all evening long. Hopefully we get some butthole.
Also, real quickly, Charlie, let's make the big announcement. We're going to be starting to do naughty, what do we want to call it? Our naughty...
I was thinking Naughty Girl of the Week, something along
naughty
those lines.
Girl of the Week.
Yeah.
We're
going
to be recognizing all the lovely ladies out there who follow the show. We're going to name one. And what prize do they get? We don't know yet.
No. But I'm working on some Suicide Girls, some burlesque dancers. We're going to keep a top-notch quality.
We're going to blow it out of the park. We're gonna blow up your Twitter, all your stuff. It'll be huge. And we're going to get you famous.
Yeah, it's going to be almost as big as that guy's dick next to the banana.
Yes.
Almost.
So if you listen to last episode, big dick guy, it's going to be great. One more time for Charlie, everybody. Hey, guys. Ooh. I thought I got rid of you.
Oh, that?
None such luck.
I fired you. Hey, RoboCop. RoboCop, I need you. He's going to be coming here. I have another guest coming. Yeah, downstairs. I'll make sure you're up here when all the fireworks happen, all right? So, he's not going to go down. I love you, Robo. I love you, Robo.
Love you, Robo.
Love you, Robo. I hope our guest is coming.
Is this on?
Yeah, I
I'm
can hear
sure
you.
He's going to.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he retweeted a lot of stuff about it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, he did? I will do. Okay, I just found out I will be doing New Year's Eve with Joe Rogan.
Oh, nice. Where?
At the Hollywood Improv. Shut your face.
Well, I'll be doing New Year's with Steve Byrne.
Where?
San Jose Improv.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a lot of fun.
Well, I'll be at my house alone.
No, you won't. You'll be
husband.
Out with us.
No.
You were
crying.
Last year. Come hang out with us.
That's not alone. Yeah.
Why are you going to be alone?
Well, no. I always feel, me and my husband always feel like we're alone together. You know what I'm saying?
You guys, that's so weird because you guys come out all the time.
Yeah. No, yeah, I guess we do.
Vicky, I'm pitching a new sitcom called Alone Together.
Aww.
Aww.
Yeah, it's really
good.
Tell
me the story.
It's basically about this couple who share a house. And they decide they're going to get divorced.
Whoa.
But they, let me, no, it's based on reality. I take it into some trajectories it shouldn't. It's an alt. And they get divorced. And they're forced to share one roof together because neither one of them can afford to get divorced or moved out. So they both still have their own lives. It's called Alone Together. It's on ABC Family this fall. I literally just heard about it. I pitched it, and it's a go. It's great. It's really
good.
They
already greenlit it?
Already greenlit it. Ray Liotta's the dad. Ray Liotta's the dad. He's finally jumping into scripted half-hour comedy, which
oh,
I
so
think
they
is
have
great.
Kids, this couple.
They have kids. They have two kids, Barry and Bonds, and they're the twins.
What are the name of the kids?
Barry and Bonds. They're the
no,
kids.
But the people getting divorced.
What's the name of the family?
Yeah.
Well, the last name, the surname, if you will, of the family, right?
Yeah.
Johansson's.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are their first names?
Well, obviously we have the twins, Barry and Bonds, and then we have Ray, who plays Clark.
Okay.
Clark Johansson's, and then we have Grace. We're really all excited about who's playing Grace.
I'm really into this fake story you're telling me.
Melissa Joan Hart. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. Are you worried that people are going to steal it?
I'm worried that it's not funny anymore.
So listen, our guest right now is a little late. I say we bring in the guest who we're going to bring in the second half of the show. What do you think?
Yeah.
Sam, this is what makes you one of the best in the biz. It's the audibles.
Yes, thank you.
It's the it's the calls at the line of scrimmage when you see the D.
I love that you love me.
I love you.
Hey, please welcome to the show adult film star, friend of show, Alexa Ames, everybody. Woo! Welcome to the show. Take your time. There you go. On your fuck boots.
The boots are big. The boots are big.
Oh, that's not you do it.
Oh. Hello, Alexa. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Oh, look at you.
Jerking off the mic.
She's all in. Look how excited Sarah got.
I'll tell you what.
She's like, hey, new toy.
She's getting hit with the mic.
Stop with the porn joke.
You are working that thing like it's a black dick. I love that. Can we talk about how we met?
Yeah.
Do you remember how we met?
Of course. I remember all my buttholes.
Let's hear the story. Let's hear your version. Okay, I'll set up. Sarah, at one point, questioned my ability to see buttholes.
Well, people were calling into question whether you were the butthole whisperer, as you've claimed to be.
Would you say I am at this point?
Sadly, I'd say you are the butthole whisperer, yeah.
Why?
So I was just in the wrong place at the right time.
No, I think you were in the right place.
It's a new
at
sitcom
the
I'm
right
pitching
time.
As well.
Talk about that. What's the sitcom like?
It's called Right Place, Wrong Time. It's again with Ray Liotta, and it's basically about a family who wants to get divorced, but they don't have enough money to get divorced, and they have a couple of twins, and they live under one roof. It's for ABC Family. It's another Ray Liotta single kid. It's really good. I just pitched it.
So is there room for Alexa in this show?
Yeah, no. Alexa plays the quirky neighbor.
Yeah.
Who loves to suck the things. Yeah, she comes over. Yeah, she deep throats anything.
No, there's no way. Okay, we're not going to get to that. But so anyways, I walk out.
Back to my butthole.
I don't know what you're doing. You're just randomly hanging out there. And how did it initiate? What did I say to you?
You just asked me, can I see your butthole?
Smooth.
Oh, you
Sammy
remember that?
Smooth.
You know, I was in the waiting. I don't know. It happens more than you think.
So Sam's maybe not that special.
You don't really have to whisper to my asshole to see it.
I didn't really whisper.
I think you were just really blown up. I think you were just like, wow, you're fucking really weird. Can I see your asshole?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I pulled up my skirt and I was in a spinny chair and I just like did like a spinny.
And then did anything else happen after that? Were there any follow-up questions from the asshole shouter?
No, that was basically it.
Really? Because I think I remember I remember this moment.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there was, here's Sarah, the doubter, walking out. And I think at that point you were with some hunk dude you had brought, didn't you? Weren't you with some guy you had brought to the show? And you act like, oh, I'm all cool. Look at me. I'm cool. And I go, hey, show her your butthole. And bam, froze you right in your tracks.
Yeah.
A nice brown eye.
And then I feel like there was more to it. I feel like there was a follow-up question.
There was a follow-up question. I distinctly remember.
What was it?
You asked if you could put your tongue on it.
No, I did not.
He did.
Ask
it didn't
your
happen.
Butthole.
Yeah, I definitely said no to that.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually just talking about like how I don't do anal. For a very good reason.
Why?
Because my asshole is so pretty. You know, I hear it a lot.
Right.
Like, girl, you got a really nice looking butt.
Okay,
yeah,
I think it's time
a lot of girls here
for us to score your asshole. Let's
go
see
ahead.
Let's see your butthole.
But truthfully, you know, once you start poking the thing, it doesn't look nice anymore, and then people don't
want
to fuck it anymore.
You don't want,
it's a vicious
if you have
cycle.
A Mona Lisa of assholes, you don't want to fuck it up.
It's a beautiful
take off your
starfish.
Jacket real quick. I know it looks good with your outfit. But it's going
to cover
your
outfit's
your
about to change.
Okay, there we go. God, this is such a great moment. Okay, we're all going to judge. Everyone's got to see your asshole real quick. Okay, there we go. Let's take a.
It's
okay.
A virgin. It's a virgin.
Anybody want to see? Can you turn to the studio so they can see your butt too? Okay. There
I see
go.
The eyes. The whispering
show,
eye.
Show the eyes the eye.
There we go. There we go.
For all you doubters.
One more time for me and Vicky so we can see it real quick.
And here goes the virginity.
All right. There we go.
That's
there
my nightmare go. Of microphones.
All right. So it's time to rate that. Butthole.
Ba-da, here we go.
We're
going
to go all the way around.
Ba-da.
Just on a scale of 1 to 10, let's see what your asshole is. Keep taking pictures. Here
you
we go.
Give it a
Vicky,
10.
1 to 10.
Okay, now, and this
and
should mean
you.
Something to the Illuminati. I'm going to give that asshole a 10.
Yeah.
Because when I anticipate seeing assholes, I'm not pleased.
Oh,
that's a perfect asshole.
Oh, that's the Ace Ventura move.
That's a perfect asshole. And, Charlie, and the world should know.
So you're saying it's a perfect asshole.
I can't imagine it can get any better.
What will nothing? The only way that could get better is if fucking licorice came out of it, right? Would you, or lemon heads?
Well, that would make it
well,
worse.
Well, Sam, if she eats,
I think licorice would
Sam, if she eats licorice, it does come out of there.
Those are two like opposing ideals. I don't think that. Sweet,
oh, you don't want your asshole to be a
twisty
dispenser?
Redness should not be coming out of your asshole.
Okay. I mean, and I was picturing black licorice.
No,
makes
I would
butt happy.
I would like,
just
yeah.
go fucking. Not vines. I would have to go. What's the other kind? Not vines.
Brown vines.
No.
Oh, Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Okay. I'd have to go Twizzlers.
Makes
just
butt
one,
happy.
1 to 10. 1 to 10. Charlie's giving it a 10. Hey, what do you give, Sherry? 10. 10. Nine
from 10. The German time.
Look.
New
okay,
guy.
Alex, why did you give her butthole a 9? What did you deduct points off for?
He didn't like the song.
The fact that she has not yet done anal gives me some doubts.
Oh!
That's so. Why it looks so good.
Oh, hold on.
Change that 9 to a 10.
Are you saying once the fact that
it's
she
untested,
doesn't
Sam. It's untested.
Use her asshole
it's
makes
gonna
you
tear.
Want-
It'll be wilted.
So you have a problem with the resume, with the qualifications.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, that's okay, the thing. Once I do anal, my fucking butthole is probably going to look like the hood ornament on a Bentley. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
That's loaded.
Now let's go. Let's
saying.
Go to the one guy who hates buttholes.
And now, Sammy, let me have you pump the brakes for a second. I don't hate buttholes, guys. Okay, we all have buttholes, and they're fantastic. Yeah, Sam, you text
get a
right
look
now. I did get a good look at it.
Look at it
Can
again?
You show them one more time?
Can you hold this?
Yeah. Sure, I'll hold
See,
the microphone that almost went in your ass.
Looking at my butthole.
It's called ass isting.
I don't think that you hate butthole as much.
No, I think you should get close to them.
No, but
let him see.
No,
let him see.
No, I need to. I have a sneeze guard. Is there a sneeze? What if I sneeze? That'll be embarrassing.
But you have a knee guard.
Uh-huh.
Here, bend over so he can see it. He can't see it. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I think I know which one's the pussy. Yeah. Okay. It's a 10, Sam, but that 2's a 10. That 2 holes a 10. That's a 10 right there. It's gorgeous. Yeah, I'm having a seizure. I'm sorry.
That
I should have been
clear. That was so close that the brim of your hat was nearly touching her back. I mean, that was... ass to face. Right
that was ass to face.
I'll say it. It's a good one. They're not all like that.
Have you seen, like, you obviously.
So you went from hating butthole to being a butthole connoisseur.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I've just tasted from so many vineyards that now I know what I like in a glass of wine. You guys ever think about that?
So you've had some really bad sour butthole then.
Yeah,
The butthole wasn't ripe.
No, hold on. Did you eat a butthole at one point and then go,
oh
hell no.
For fuck's sake. Yeah, well, I've been. Are you asking me if I've been blackout drunk? Yeah, I've been blackout drunk.
The first chick I went down on had the worst pussy ever,
Ew.
And it almost ruined me. Oh. But I said, you know
that
what?
That just makes so much sense for where we are now.
Hold on. It's Yossi's joke. Are you saying the reason I love buttholes is because I had a bad pussy at one point?
I'm saying if we sat you down with Sigmund Freud,
how bad does that pussy have to be for me to like? A hole where shit comes out of.
Sam, I mean, that's
you
what...
You tell
that's,
us.
That's the question we're all asking.
No, I like clean buttholes, but I feel like that we're talking about this a lot. I
so
want to congratulate you on your award-winning asshole.
Thank you.
Way to go.
I'm so proud of
Only
you.
Only 1 9 in the group, and that's because it hasn't been tainted. So I don't think you can do anything for that. You're not going to get tens if you
do
let
you
anything
back. Do you
want to
see my taint? You want to see something
yes.
really get tainted?
Yeah. Alex, come in here real quick.
It was hard to see the taint when your asshole was showing.
Alex, I really feel that you have not appreciated the butthole.
Here,
so,
you got to stare deep into
yeah.
it.
So come over here, Alex. Get on
Absorb
your knees.
Its magical
Alex, you
power.
Should maybe you
right
should
there.
Lay down on the rug, back on your yeah. back, I would say. So
yeah,
that
lay down.
I would say
lay
down on your back
Alex.
Right there. Lovely jacket.
Lay down.
There we go. Here, I'll get over here.
Here
I'll mic
go.
It up.
It's completely clean, right?
Yeah.
That's right. That's
oh,
absolutely
sure.
clean.
Oh, sure.
I thought I was here for something to do with Santa. And-
yeah, well, we're going to talk about that soon.
About buttholes? No.
Alex, you got to lay down. Lay down.
Okay, our
now
guest is
take your
coming.
Goddamn medicine.
Our guest is
now
coming.
Look at it.
No.
Now fucking look at it.
Sam, I think you're right. That's
a fucking 9.
Definitely a 10.
Yeah.
Is it an 11? God damn it.
That is a 10.
Are you not entertained?
If you could, I wish we had this on tape.
What happened, Vicky? Be the John Madden of this.
You just see Alex's body. His head's obscured. You see a mic, and you just see ass hovering over him. And you just hear.
It was like he was changing oil.
I was wrong.
Would you say what your asshole did right now is the equivalent of scared straight? Where your asshole just got in his face and demanded respect?
Let me just tell you something. Pandora doesn't go back in the box, buddy. You just released the fucking Kraken all over your fucking face. You're going to wake up with pink eye and you're going to remember that fucking line for a whole week.
Are you saying that your butthole gives diseases?
Pink eye is not really a disease. It's a conjunctivitis. It's a bacterial infection.
Holy shit. Oh. Not many assholes have a degree on the wall.
I got to say, I don't think there's any disease coming off of that asshole.
It's beautiful. I was a skeptic.
It's gorgeous.
Like,
let me see
your
asshole
now. You've been to a lot of podcasts. Where does that rank in podcasts so far?
That was definitely top five.
Well, here, take his.
That was a top five podcast moment for me.
Where
live
in top five is that?
That is somewhere between Joey Diaz's balls on stage and what else?
Okay.
Yeah, no, that was definitely up there.
I'm gonna check your starfish.
Yeah, there we go.
So you okay? So we're top five.
Yeah, that was
okay.
Great. That was beautiful.
That's
thank
important.
You.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. All right, sure. Yeah. All righty, we're back.
Now these are a couple people's first days. Are we losing anybody? Are we gonna lose anybody? Did you enjoy that moment of buttholeness?
Buttholiness.
Literally.
How many tattoos do you have, Alex? Alexa?
Easy Turbo.
Yeah. How many do you have?
I don't know. A lot. I mean, it turns into the point where they're not really like tattoos anymore. They're just pieces.
Oh.
Like your real skin is the tattoo.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like I have this crazy birthmark. You know, uh-huh. But that's just my real skin.
That's your skin, yeah.
Yeah, my birthmark.
You can get that removed
yeah.
with a tattoo.
Of course. I plan on it.
So are you going to be with us in Las Vegas, January 16th,
absolutely.
17th, and 18th?
Yep.
What is absolutely. That? That's a show?
That's the AVN Awards.
Oh, nice.
In Las Vegas.
Am I going?
Yeah, I'm putting it together.
Okay. Is that a weekend?
Well, I don't know. You're probably working with Burn that
is
weekend.
That a week? I'm not. Is it a weekend?
No, it's a Thursday.
I can be there.
All right.
Sure.
We're figuring out. So what I'm doing is I'm going to AVN's on Thursday, and then Friday night I'm doing the show at a place called South Point.
South Point. I bombed in South Point.
No, but I'm doing the dirty at 12:30. Have you ever done that?
No, but I know it exists.
Okay.
I think I know the guy who runs that.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Lopez?
Gabe Lopez, yeah.
Nicest dude ever.
Great dude, yeah.
So we're going to be out there. Are you up for any awards?
No, I've only been in the industry for about 5 months.
The last 15 minutes makes me wonder what took you so long to find your calling.
I was doing other things. And then
like what was the other things?
Finishing up school.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you get a degree in? Assology?
I have a double major in microbiology and physiology.
What?
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
so
you decided.
I was working. Sure. Well, I mean, it's kind of a long story.
We got 3 hours. This episode goes 3 hours.
It's interesting.
I was working like 3 jobs to support myself. I was in a transitional phase. I moved down to Orange County originally to go to UCI to continue on to my MSN, my Master's in the Science of Nursing.
A lot of abbreviations.
And
a lot of acronyms.
Coming in too hot, buddy.
That's a lot of figuring.
Oh! Whoa!
Sapphire.
Wow, Sapphire's
impressed. Uh-oh.
Our black lesbian loves your beauty,
she's
your
bi.
Brains, your tattoos. She's Mick loving it.
And in between then, I was working like 3 jobs to support myself. I'm glad that you love it. And one day, the only company that I had heard of was Brazzers. And I emailed them a picture of myself one day, and they actually called me 2 days later.
So you thought, I'm going to go rate the porn? Why didn't you go maybe stripping first?
Well, for me, it's like a different... I just couldn't strip. Because for me, like, porn, I love sex. Obviously, that's, you know, it's like my calling.
You just love it.
Triple
yeah,
major.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I feel
is that
like
your minor?
In a strip club atmosphere, you know, you're being grabbed at by all these people you don't know. On a set, you know, you can... you're like friends with everybody. The porn industry is surprisingly really small. So you generally know everybody. It's like being around friends. It's in a controlled environment. Everybody's tested. When you're in a club, you know, there's like danger factors. You don't know who's grabbing you. And
who might give you pink eye.
Yeah. You fucking walk in there, you're probably going to get pink eye.
Let me ask you, how long you've been doing porn?
About 5 months.
Okay. We're
going to
play
killing
it. How many porns has she shot? Let's do this. Over.
All right. Okay. I always go way too low. So I'm going to say 62.
62.
78.
78. 39. Anybody in there want to guess? Somebody.
Somebody.
22. 70. 24.
Wow, that's why my asshole looks way better than my vagina.
Three. Jane with three. We got three in the back.
Three.
Three in the back.
Three or 300.
That's the one. That's the $1 on Price is Right.
Oh, 24.
I'm going to say I'm going to bid $1. No, I'm going to go.
One cock.
I'm going to go 78. Here we go.
Do you guys think that I just like keep track of my, all my shoots in my head? Like,
well, this is a
guesstimation. Guesstimation.
I can't remember who I fucked 2 days ago.
Oh,
you know?
That's so great.
No, I probably, you get roofied a lot. Probably about like 80, 90.
80. Take 80. Go 80.
Probably like 80 something.
Yes.
To be honest.
You 78.
I've done quite a bit of shoots. So.
In 5 months, you've done 78 pornos.
Yeah, probably just about, yeah.
Well, scenes, right?
Yeah, because there was a week in Miami. I shot 12 scenes in 1 week, in 6 days.
Wow.
And then that was a rough one.
Gotta make that cheddar.
Yeah. How do you feel at the end of that?
Like I want a big bloody steak.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's true.
Oh, man.
It takes a man, like a real man, that can pile drive this pussy into wanting a big bloody steak.
Really?
And once I get that fuck that I deserve, I go out to Fleming's. I get my 1,300-degree plate.
Let me ask you something. Of those 13 scenes, how many of those dicks get brought to you to a place where you want to eat some red meat?
Wait for it.
That 1 week? I think it was just kind of like more like taxing on my body.
Yeah, like were you icing down the pussy after, like they basketball players after a game?
No,
putting ice on your knees?
I was going home and, well, to my hotel room and masturbating and drinking wine. And
hold on. So yeah. After getting pile driven,
oh my God,
13 times, you're flicking the bean again?
Yeah, the thirst doesn't go away. If anything, shooting porn makes me want to
fuck
even more. I get so thirsty.
What is this, a vampire?
It's amazing.
I call it the thirst. The thirst is real. Well, because what happens is, you know, shooting porn isn't like normal sex, you know, so you get all fucking revved up. You're like, yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. And then, you know, something happens or it doesn't happen. And then, you know, you come home and you just got to, like, dilly-dally.
Clear
with
the slate.
Dilly-dally.
Like 5 times, yeah.
Right.
So you're never quite satisfied.
No.
You really love sex.
I mean,
I'm getting that.
Is it now? Listen, when I do stand up, and we brought in a guest, we'll have him comment on this. Sometimes they say once you start getting paid for the thing you love to do, it changes it.
Yes.
Is it hard for you just to have regular fucking?
Well, the thing is, for me, I mean, I was in a relationship from like my first shoot on. I started dating like my male talent, so it was like our sex offset. You know, it was just like normal. But then after our breakup, I don't really have offset sex, to be completely honest. That's why I get so thirsty afterwards, because I just, you know, my sex is like on set.
Remind me of the girl from Let Me In. Hold on real quick. Joining us in the conversation, I think one of the funniest people on the internet. This guy
kills
every time his posts on Facebook. Crush. He makes me laugh every time. Please welcome one of the funniest dudes I know, Gene Papa.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gene was a little late running on Chico time. Yeah.
I was being a good dad. I was with my daughter at this thing, and we didn't get out of there.
And you're cold. I guess by the look of you, you look frozen.
We didn't get out of there until fucking 8 o'clock. I drove from Seal Beach.
Well, thank you.
So this must be a little bit of a different vibe to what you were leaving.
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't have any Chardonnay in my cup, that's for sure.
Chardonnay, that's a racist term, right, Sam?
Oh, yeah, we were discussing about that.
Oh, I don't want to ask you. What's your name again? Forgive me.
Alexa Ames.
You are deluxe, by the way. You're gorgeous.
Oh, okay.
Should we have him rate it? Should
I'm not a positive.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, he missed it, so sure.
Can he rate it?
Well, let's... I want to hear this question.
I'll ask the question.
My asshole!
Rate her asshole?
Are you uncomfortable with that?
Not at all, but I'm not really an ass man. I'm more of a pussy hole area.
Yeah. Well, luckily those holes are both right next to each other.
Yeah, so it's true.
You can probably see both of them at the same time if you look real hard.
It's a twofer.
Ask her a question while she gets prepared. Go on.
Why she gets prepared?
While she's preparing.
Yeah, hold my
okay. Mind. Oh, so that,
very demanding.
So that dude that you dated that you met on a set, right?
Oh, I need a time
out. And then you guys start fucking around. I give it a 9.5.
Oh, 9.5. Why?
Gene, you got to look closer. Look into the sun for the eclipse. There you go, Gene.
Okay, I meant 9.75.
Okay, yeah. Why are we losing the quarter? What is wrong with it?
You got to keep ready for tolls.
Why can't we give it 10? I can't see the glistening sweet fucking pink.
All right, lay down.
Of the what? Of the
if you lay down, she'll show you the glistening pink.
Of the pussy and the cock.
Okay.
Oh, wait, this is not a...
Oh,
this isn't a tranny? You motherfuckers. You got me all stoked?
The lotion of the basket.
No, she's a solid 10.5. Actually, I take the volume to 11 on this young lady. Oh. For sure.
She's got up to 11.
Gene, did that make you uncomfortable?
My Catholic guilt? It's all right. Go to confessions on Sunday or Monday.
Are you Catholic?
Yeah, somewhat.
You know, it's okay as long as you don't penetrate it.
Yeah. So ask her your question.
I would French kiss that under the mistletoe for 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Aww,
how many miles would you accept from her jogging for you to tongue that? How many miles could she jog where you're like, okay, that's acceptable for me to stick my face in there?
Do I get to rinse it?
No.
My
she just
your mouth?
Runs, pulls her pants down.
So nothing. No nutmeg, no Ajax, nothing.
Nothing. She runs and you say stop. You shove your
and
face
just shout out
and
that?
Breathe through her asshole.
Hey, babe, it's really hot out there today.
I have to say, listen, just because I am such a strict Catholic,
yeah.
I'd say 0.5 mile.
What if you got to wear goggles just to make sure that you didn't get any like the glistening sweat in your eyes?
That would be fine. You're so fucking gorgeous. You could do no fucking wrong. I would fucking eat your sweat and fucking swirl around my mouth and push it through my fucking
now,
teeth.
My self-esteem is just really going through the roof right now. I'm going to walk out of here like... Oh, you do. Yeah. Walk a lemon bottle. So
Gene, what do you have a question?
Oh
for
yeah, I had a question. So, so you and this, or these, sometimes you date these guys that you meet on set, right? And then after you date them, offset, right? And then you guys run out of gas in the relationship.
No.
Once you're back on set, is that weird?
No. What do you? No.
Like, could you like fuck around on set? You meet someone, you dig them, you start hanging out, you start fucking, in real life, and then all of a sudden it runs out of gas.
Out of gas? The dick?
No,
just a relationship, just fucking and just hanging out, and then you go back on set with the same person.
Well, generally at that point you're on somebody's no list, probably.
There's a knock list,
like in the first Mission Impossible.
Hey, like, generally, if people aren't. Like, I don't even know if that's, you know, what's going on now, but I mean, generally, like, it's an unspoken thing. Like, probably, like, don't, you know.
Don't date who you...
Don't pair up actors.
Just leave it alone and move on.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's like the whole profession. Like, if we got paired together, like, I would do it, you know? I wouldn't...
You don't have a no list.
Yeah, well, I
you
do.
Wouldn't hold, but you wouldn't hold a grudge.
Well, the thing is with porn is, like, that's your job. Like, you gotta be professional about it.
Yeah.
And not just let, like, things in... your personal life carry over to that. It's just like any other job.
Get into character.
Right.
Yeah.
Be in the moment. Be present.
Yeah.
Meisner stuff.
Clock in, clock out.
Yeah, hate fuck.
Yeah, hate fuck.
If anything, it just, you know, I just picture that I'm hate fucking everybody, and that's probably why.
Can you be on set with someone that you don't particularly like, and while you're fucking them, have complete contempt?
Yeah, you should watch some of my scenes. They're pretty vicious.
I like when chicks hate my fucking guts and fuck me.
My scenes are pretty vicious.
What are you known for? What are you getting a reputation for?
For being really, really crazy in my deep throating abilities.
Really?
I'm known a lot for like my... I have a really crazy spit fetish, but I can also do the disappearing dick act with my throat. That's what I've named it.
Well, I would say that microphone...
And my flexibility, I think.
Really? How flexible are you?
Pretty flexy.
You mean schedule wise or body form?
Body.
Okay.
I mean, if you go on my Twitter, you can see some craziness on here. There's some.
All right.
I mean, we did just.
Your face is flawless. That would be a lovely face to
have
in front of you.
Check that shit out.
Okay. What are you showing? Someone describe what she's showing.
What's that? Just different pictures of ponies.
A picture of a distant cousin, apparently.
You have the same eye.
No.
Oh, I see where you get your eye.
Yeah, you have your mom's eye.
So, Gene, oh my God, what is that move called?
I don't know.
Where he pounds on you. What's that, over under?
I don't know. That's called. It's called, and I like it.
All in.
I'll take it in my mouth.
Someone's going to Fleming's tonight.
I did. I actually went to Ruth's Chris after that.
It would be great for a waiter to approach you and be like, "How's your day going?" You're like, "Good. Just got fucked 6 times. Need a bloody steak. You?"
I'd love some more meat in my mouth, please.
Yeah.
So you can find her at. Do you have a website?
Just a twatter.
Just a twatter at Alexa Ames.
And the waiter would know what you like at the Fleming's. He would be like, "Oh, 1300 degrees, medium rare."
Well, their plates are generally 1300. Which I'm not a fan of.
And why?
Ruth's Chris is 500.
I could go on. Yeah, it seems unhandleable, if that's a word.
I think that is.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's. Yeah, they tell you not to touch the plate.
No, we touch it anyways.
Yeah, we touch it.
Gene Pompa, one of the funniest guys. So, real quick, Alexa, we're going to see you out there in Vegas.
Yes.
And we're going to work on getting you nominated for next year's awards.
Yes.
We're going to make a big push.
I want to nominate her now.
Yeah.
Can we do
fair.
That? Can we call in? Can we do any kind of nomination?
What's the process?
Hey, Mr. Avian. So basically, this girl's got a fucking 11 butthole.
Yes.
Not 11 buttholes, but one that's rated an 11.
That'd be crazy if you had 11 buttholes.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. You'd be like the octopus of buttholes.
You would be like that game Punch Out on The Price is Right.
Where you're looking for like the little cash slip. Yeah.
Ew,
oh, I found the one with the money.
Well, that one's not been cleaned.
I mean, what do you do when guys get emotionally invested? Like, I'm already in love with you.
Look, I know that it's a beautiful butthole and everything, but
would you ever date a comedian, Alexa? Or are you just strictly black men?
Or strictly black comedians?
Wayne Brady's all I'll date.
Yeah.
I'm sure he likes that butthole.
Dude, hey, black
Wayne
men
Brady,
eat
Wayne
ass, yeah? I feel that's
rabbit.
All white guys have
kidding.
Left. Black guys are eating asshole now. It's fucking ridiculous.
Listen,
Sapphire's nodding yes.
We steal your music, you steal our sex moves.
Black men have been eating asshole. Let's just be honest.
That's
They've
true.
Been eating that ass
they,
for
actually,
a while.
The underground.
What year? What year they start eating ass?
1987.
Well, you got to remember, the black people used to be in the Underground Railroad, and I think that's a euphemism for an anus. What?
I'm kicking your ass, Gary.
What? No.
Get that ass.
I thought that was accurate. That's on Uber Facts. That is on Uber Facts. I'm not racist.
Claude.
That just topped the Shaniqua, right?
We definitely. Sapphire is here to get offended by our black jokes, but also allow us to do the black jokes. So that's kind of her job on the show, is to get angry at everybody for our black references.
I'm really appalled.
You're really appalled?
I'm gonna go home.
You want to go home? You're angry at our.
Do you need a ride? Do you, seriously, do you need a ride home?
You need a ride?
Yes, can I ride your trunk?
Oh,
how big is your trunk?
That's
from the.
Is there candy in
from
it?
From the foundation?
Gene, where do you start measuring?
Can you put your bike in it?
Gene, when you're measuring the size of your junk, where do you start?
It depends. Sometimes if I have too much Chardonnay,
from
it'll get inverted. So I have to count it.
Backwards
from memory? I have to count it from memory. When it's just normal, I count it at the beginning of the shaft to the tip of my deluxe.
What is it? Just
purple,
normal?
Fucking sweet, glistening, bedazzled head.
You have a purple root.
Yeah.
Right now, it's silver and gold for the holidays.
That's lovely. Not enough people are doing that.
You should probably get
a little bit of red, a little bit of fur, a little Santa action. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, so hilarious.
I'll walk you, home.
What's that?
Yes.
You don't like Purple Root.
Don't walk too far. Jim won't eat it.
So you're not paying
Stay away from all shadows.
Just walk at a slow pace so it everything works out for everybody.
It's cold, but keep the jacket off just to be safe.
Conan, Craig Ferguson, Comedy Central, BET. I'm sorry. I got a BET credit. I love being on BET.
Oh, it's awesome.
When someone told me I was on BET, I'm like, that is so awesome. I don't know why, but I love BET. Okay.
It's validated.
The Black Cultural Center of the show is offended by the BET reference.
No, but
nobody said they're offended. I'm just like, why every time you mention BET or anything black, you look straight in my eyes?
Because I need a reaction.
Like, for approval.
That's fucked up.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Can I tell you something?
That's fucked up.
I would wear sunglasses in here if anyone wouldn't think I was crazy, because I hate looking at people for approval. That's why, I mean, I want to wear sunglasses, so I make eye contact with everybody, and I feel awful about it. That's why I want to wear sunglasses here, so you won't know who I'm fucking death staring at looking for approval.
Now, Sam, is this a soft spot?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Just we all have soft spots. Right?
Yeah.
That was a very gentle and soft Christmas moment.
Thank you. Eddie If, I want to talk about this. Eddie If started a Twitter campaign to get you on The Tonight Show. Now, he was telling me that there was a moment where Jay Leno had approached you.
I don't really give a shit if I do the Tonight Show anymore. And there's no bad blood between us, really. But what happened? This was happened almost 20 years ago, and so we did the kind of a mock protest at the Tonight Show because he had taken over 70 new comics, and only two were black. None were Hispanic. 68 were white, right? Almost all. And so we're like, look, and a lot of them were shitty. And so we're like, basically, our argument was, look, we're shitty comics. Book us.
Yeah.
It wasn't really that much. It wasn't very scientific. It was like, hey, we're shitty too.
Yeah. Hey, we're just as bad as you put
it. Give us a shot of being horrible.
So
I didn't know jack shit about press releases and stuff. So we kind of, it was totally a mock thing. But then I put my name on the press release. Because they need to have a name and number. And so...
the press release that said all that stuff.
Yeah,
saying,
yeah,
like,
that goes out to, like, you know, LA Times and whoever, Daily News at the time and whatever, and the radio stations. So I get a phone call when I was on radio with, I forgot who it was, and he says, yeah, I'm calling about the protest. And I said, well, who's this? And he goes, well, who's this? And I said, well, I'm on the radio with whatever the radio station was, right? And he goes, I'll call back, right? So that was kind of a familiar voice.
Hey.
I get a call 10 minutes later. He goes, yeah, I'm calling about the protest. I go, who's this? Same thing. Well, who's this? I go, this is Gene Pompa. And I go, who's this? Well, this is Jay Leno. First of all, pal, you need to get your facts straight. And I go, hey. He goes, you want me? So he starts telling me the black comics that have been on the show. And he says, Cosby and, like, George Wallace and someone else. I said, Jay, we're not arguing that Carson didn't have an open situation. We're saying since you've taken over... you've changed the process, and a lot of the comics are being overlooked, and they're not getting a fair shot. That's all. So we're not. And then he goes, wait, are you calling me a racist? If you're calling me a racist, I'll have my attorneys contact you, and you can deal with them. Oh, right? That's what he says. He gets mad. He gets
That's usually
hostile.
A sign when you know you've
You know what I told him? I said, all right, well, have them call me up, and I'll turn them over to the legal counsel from the Hispanic Media Coalition, and they can work it out amongst themselves. he goes, hey, look, I don't want to fight you. I go, look, we're not trying to fight you. We're just saying whatever happened in this process, you know, the comics just want to have a fair shake. That's it. And then... after that, it kind of ended, you know, it wasn't quite as angry at the end. And then I ran into him at the Improv on Melrose, and they go, someone had said to me, Leno's going to be here. And I'm like, oh, fuck, right? Because I just had a Long Island iced tea, and I didn't want to deal with him. And these two chicks that me and my best friend used to date, these twins, they were on their
Did
way.
Did you ever switch?
Not out in the open.
Yeah. Yeah, I get confused.
High five.
Yeah, people
each
get
other.
Weird, right? So I was like, and then my friend goes, you know, Chuck Martin. I go, dude, I don't want to talk to him. I go, these twins are coming. I said, and also, he goes, this is what he said. He goes, what's more important? Do you really want him to mix it up with the stand up segments, or do you want to fuck these twins? I'm like, I can't be honest, I want to fuck the twins. So someone goes, well, he's not showing up. I'm like, oh, even better. So I have another Long Island iced tea, right? And see, Jay doesn't drink. So when people don't drink, it can be very kind of offensive if you've been drinking and they're not, you know, especially someone who's a lifelong sober person like me. Yeah. So we kind of hashed it out. And then at the end of it, he just said to give him a list of like 20 comics who were black and Hispanic that I thought they overlooked who met the criteria. And that's kind of where we settled at. And he booked almost all of them. Some of them didn't make it. Some of them went on and did a bunch of sets. Some only went on and did one because they didn't earn the criteria, which was fine. That's all we were asking for.
They weren't dark enough.
Yeah, they were.
These half-breeders sending me?
Some comics that work on. It's weird with the.
These high yellows.
With these late night shows, it's different because when you're in a club and you're doing crowd work and shit like that, it works great in a club. But then sometimes these comics have to make that transition to crystallizing 5 minutes where it just stands on its own. And it doesn't always resonate.
What do you think of crowd work on national television? I've seen people doing
it. I just don't see it work very well. I mean, I know people that are really good at it, but unless you're present, I don't think it just doesn't resonate with you at home. I haven't seen a lot of people do crowd work on TV where it seems to work.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
I'm sure there's exceptions to the rule, but...
Man, if anybody gets a chance, how many people follow you on Twitter?
I don't have a lot of Twitter followers. I think just over 675,000.
How is?
I mean, 3,000.
Dude, you are the
high
funniest.
The high 3,300s.
You're the funniest dude on Facebook by far. Do you work on Twitter as much you work on Facebook?
No, I had the thing with the Facebook is because it took me a while to adjust to the 140 characters, but then. Just technology, right? Because I'm banging on 50's door, right? I'm not as savvy as some people, you know, 48. And so I'm not like tech savvy. So like my daughter, when I had to send a link to Fallon, and they used to take DVDs, right? Well, now everyone just wants a link.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, fuck, man. So I don't want to tell my, I'm too old and decrepit to know what a fucking link is. So I tell my daughter, who's 17, I need you to set up this link. It's from the Comedy Magic Club. And then forward it to the talent coordinator.
I'm with you, dude. You know where I checked out on? Vine. I let these guys take care of it.
Yeah, you know, Vine's fine for the youngsters. For me, you know what it is? It's the attention span of a gnat. And so it already goes against everything, you know, that I'm into. I like texture and layers. But I have to admit, I've seen some vines that are fucking incredible that I'm amazed that in 6 seconds, there's a lot of shit like that. Like even skateboarding, even BMX riders, the shit they do now.
Dude, X Games
not to
is
sound like
nuts.
An old codger, just blows me out of the water.
It's next game. Well, we think you're hilarious. So we've picked our top 10 Gene Pampa tweets or Facebook updates. And should we have you read it?
Yeah, I can read them.
Sure. Okay, you're going to read them. Here we go. Top 10. Number one.
On a serious personal note, I've decided it's time for me to quit drinking until later today.
That's a true story.
That's from earlier.
Number two. Should we have you read it or him read it?
Let her read it.
You want her to read it?
I'll go around the vet. I'll read the next one.
Oh, no, here, take these.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome news. Doing backup lip syncing and dancing for One Direction. I love that. Now we're going into holiday mode a little bit.
You do the next one, Gene.
It's an honor to humbly say I'm the next Mandela. I'll do another one. All right. I just made some sweet holiday tea out of bong water and MILF urine.
Oh, man.
What's this? Number five.
Remember, credit cards are just like gift cards, so max them the fuck out on stupid shit that no one needs and start off the new year right. I added the F-bomb in there.
Hey, got it.
Hey, dude. It's for a fact. Number six.
For the holidays, instead of creamer, I use a teaspoon of Xanax in my coffee with cinnamon, and I get along with everybody.
Number seven.
All I ever did was love. let me do a take on that one. I'll do another take on it. All I ever did was love you. Is that so fucking bad? me yelling at the new manager at Yogurtland before being kicked out.
Number 8.
A lot of people seem to forget what the holidays are about. Let me remind you, they're about jack shit and a fake birthday. Season's greetings.
Number 9.
Well, I lost the number 9 somewhere.
That's the end?
Is that it?
Yeah, that was only, that's 8. Well, I skipped one because it was, it didn't make sense without the picture.
Okay, here's one that we skipped too. There's a cold front coming into L.A. Better break out the socks.
I love that because I do that as an old man. My feet get cold. I'm like, holy shit, is it winter?
Really? Where are those socks at?
Yeah, because in Seal Beach, it gets by the ocean, it does get kind of
cold. Yeah, colder. It gets cold. I was in Edmonton, Canada, and they got the most snow I've ever seen. I mean, it was like 5 feet deep of snow. I'm like, I'm from L.A. If we get rain, it's like 9/11.
You get rain, people freak the fuck out.
Freak the fuck out.
People are like, how much water do we have inside?
The second day, everyone chills. But the first day, everyone's just fucking, you know. But in all fairness, you don't want to drive 65 miles in the fucking rain. You'll spin out. The oil fucking is slick. Yeah. It's fucking insanity. Believe me, I grew up in car culture. So, I mean, you know, I love L.A. because of the car culture. You know, I like my cars.
Why
you know?
Do Mexicans love cars so much?
Because it's like your own fucking Xanadu.
See you on Twitter.
All right. I got a 67 Caddy convertible DeVille, right?
Yeah.
Now, you have to admit, that's a fucking beautiful land yacht. You cruise that in the summer, the spring, and it's just fucking amazing. Every little bell and whistle's on it. The car is, what is it, almost 50 years old, right? But it still has all the luxury. And the other thing that's sweet about that old Caddy, it's American steel, right? Not to be this patriotic, you know, superficial
we
person.
Love patriotism.
But I am patriotic. But I do like the old American steel from the 60s in American cars.
Yeah.
So when these motherfuckers come with their Japanese fucking aluminum cans, SUV
goddamn
shit,
Japanese.
I'm like, come on, you goddamn sons of bitches. Right? I like that. But I just say, like, when it's a Japanese automaker and it's made out of that aluminum alloy, I'm like, go ahead, hit my Caddy. See what happens to your fucking, whatever your shitty Lexus you're driving. It's going to crunch
that
like
was
a fucking,
signaling the whole time you were on the freeway for no reason.
No, it's going to crunch up, but that's the one thing I do like about the old American cars. You know, you grew up in Southern California, you become kind of part of that culture, man, especially in the summer. Going down
why do Mexicans PCH. Love banging the car so much?
That
you
I don't know.
Telling Mexican jokes.
That no, I don't know because I wasn't
called an Mexican. Interview. I'm getting offended.
No, because I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't a cholo. I was like a surfer kid. I was a skateboarder. I was never really into low riding. Yeah, my Caddy's not lowered.
Not at all. My no, there's no hydraulics.
Showroom. My Caddy's just showroom and fucking deluxe.
There it is.
Ooh.
Yeah. I fucked in the back of that Caddy many a time.
Yeah, some Japs,
not
too.
Not very well.
So she wasn't conscious.
Every other one is conscious, for the record.
They're all conscious.
Until
have you ever
not.
Boned in any cars? Have you boned in any cars, Alexa?
Of course.
Like, what kind of car do you like to bone in? Do you like, oh, this is a
oh
nice
God.
Car.
Civic.
What's the smallest car you ever boned in?
I just fucked in an Audi a couple days ago. And that was difficult because it was a little one. But luckily there was a moonroof, so I was able to get my
So you're riding on him, on top.
Yeah, in the fucking driver's seat, too.
Why he's driving?
No. We pulled over.
Well, wow.
And it was raining.
No.
No, it was.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Does that help with the fantasy for you?
Yes, it was a drizzle.
And the fucking moonroof's open.
The moonroof is
so
open.
Wet.
One of the wiper blades was broken.
Yeah.
You were sweaty and it was raining?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And my butthole was tight.
Nice. There's all money in the car, that. Too. Treasure, right? Yay, perfect fantasy.
That's the smallest, but.
What are you guys looking up out there? What are you guys Googling?
So paranoid. Look at Sam. He's like, what is it?
Gene, you've been doing comedy a lot.
I just did a great gig with Gabriel Iglesias.
How great is that guy?
That guy's amazing. He's just the kindest, most generous, genuine person.
I love
person.
That dude. He's given so many great people so many opportunities. He's one of the nicest guys in comedy.
Yeah, you know what else is great about him? He has such a loyal fan base that when he... announces a show, you don't do any radio or TV. You just show the show's already sold out when you get into town. Like a lot of times, sometimes months before. That is a really nice extra little perk.
Yeah.
You know, as a comic, they're like, oh, by the way, you come in on a fucking Thursday, you're all stoked, you're going to party all fucking night, hopefully get some tail or disappoint some tail. And then they're like, oh, by the way, you got to be at the, we're going to pick you up for radio at 6. You're like, 6 a.m., fuck.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take you to this TV spot at 11. And so by the time, you know, you go to the first show, you just barely
we're here with Gene
thing,
Papa. Right? He's here at the Chuckle Shack all weekend. Yeah. Gene, welcome. Well, what's going on? Talk about being a Mexican.
Or they'll give you other weird shit. You write your own material? What do you do when they don't laugh? It's like, well, they fucking laugh. That's why they hired me, motherfucker. That's why I did Conan's and some other fucking spots, because they fucking audience laughs when I do the bits. It's like, they don't hire comics where the audience doesn't laugh. It doesn't really work in that capacity.
Have you done what? Now you're doing sweet gigs now.
Yeah,
have you done some shit gigs?
Let's see.
Has it been a long time since you've done shit gigs? Because we were just comforting Gareth over here. He's been bombing a lot lately.
No, that's
really
not fair, fuckface.
So,
you motherfucker.
I opened up to you, you piece of shit.
I opened up to you like we were showing an asshole.
Wait, for the record, Alexa just took her headphones off. That's how hot you are on the mic.
Oh, my God. It looks like someone just added something to the score. It looks like three hots.
They bet on this shit in the control room.
So go on. So any bad gigs?
Not. I haven't really had a bad gig in a while. But what I learned was sometimes, even though it might not be a bad gig on the surface,
Charlie, don't.
With Vegas and like sometimes Reno.
Oh, Reno could be crazy.
Like the gambling towns.
Yes.
Especially the old school gambling towns. You got to make these fucking mainstream adjustments and just placate the fuck out of them, you know? Like, dude, I'm the biggest hack when I play Harris in Vegas. No one gets hacker than me when I'm in Vegas. I don't give a shit what it is. As soon as someone walks in late, how you doing, folks? Can we get you anything? Like a watch? Hey, nah.
Hey.
Just fucking shameless as fuck. Cheap slut round of applause, right? It doesn't matter. You just have all these things in your back pocket that are new to them. So you kind of learn after a while as a seasoned comic, all those these might be corny bits to you.
Yes.
They're fresh to the crowd, and you're a hired gun. So that's why you do it.
It took me a long time to come to that, but I'm like, okay, I'm just a hired gun.
If they come to see Sam Tripoli because you're playing Flappers, you're playing somewhere, and you're selling tickets, that's different. You don't have to telegraph shit to them. They know who you are, and you can just expound on everything.
That's why I love Death Squad shows. Yeah. You can just fucking lay into them. They're like, yeah, we know you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do a half an hour on your butthole. I'd love if we roasted your butthole one time. Would that be a
really
fun?
I not want it to be. I mean, what's to roast about it, to be honest?
I can't come up with anything to roast.
So, yeah.
She should just...
I mean, if you want to roast my pussy, go for it. You know,
your pussy be so fat. I got nothing.
Now, has your pussy ever had double penetration?
No.
Two peckers at once? No.
No.
How about
not that kind of girl.
Go through your Rolodex.
Two mouths at once. How about that? How about one Mexican at once? How about once you come out to the bone from La Morada?
I mean, it's had a little bit of everything in it, to be honest.
Oh, all right.
But not around it.
Have you gotten the gangbangs yet?
Nope. I don't do boy girls. I don't do anal.
Well, aren't you demanding?
Yeah. Well, not yet. Not yet.
We're going to have you
know,
in 2 years. You're like,
I
blow animals.
I do the orgies. I love the orgies. But if I've got a dick in me, I'm not having one here.
And you like chicks too? You're cool with chicks?
Yeah, I'll fucking chow down on some pussy.
Oh, God bless
you. Sarah, let's have pussy chicken.
I'm going to put you in my wife's Christmas stocking.
I get pounded out by
even though she's my ex-wife, but still.
Steak and pussy.
I think that'll be a good surprise for everybody.
Hey! Now,
Gene, you're on
good
Facebook.
Matter of fact, I might even let you chow down on my daughter.
Oh!
Oh! She's not even 18 till Friday. Come on! Show a sense of decorum.
One of the best jokes on the show so far. Everybody just got a little weird, but I enjoyed it. Gene Pampa. Gene, will you come back?
We'll edit that, right?
Will you come back?
Bianca doesn't listen to this.
Yeah. Well, until we email her the link. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
We got to get you in here on time. Where can they find you, Alexa?
Alexa Ames, A-I-M-E-S, Twitter.
Will you do me a favor? You remind me of one of my favorite people on the planet, Kayla Page. She was a great porn star. She doesn't do it anymore. She never got a website. Will you please get a website?
I will.
Okay, I'm dead serious. You need somewhere where your fans can go. Gene Pampa, when are you going to get a fucking website?
I don't think they're necessary anymore.
Okay. All right.
I would like to plug something if I can. I have a charity.
We're going to have Gene Pompa's daughter on next week.
No, don't ever. Not can my I little angel. Not my little angel. Oh, please don't.
No, we would never do that, dude. We love you, dude.
Just a gentle kiss on the cheek. You'll suffice.
Next week, Gene, are you doing anything next week?
Next week, no, this weekend, my daughter turns 18 on Friday.
Yeah, we know. We got to get four.
So, and yeah, I got to go to Benihana and objectify her friends.
Okay.
And then.
Well, we're doing a big show next week. We'd love to invite you to come down and hang out. We want you to do the show more. We'll get you here. Next time, I'll tell you the show's at 4 in the afternoon so you get here on time because we'd love to have you.
Thank you.
The whole time. You're very funny. I really appreciate
it. Logistically, it was a little difficult for me this time.
But now you know where to go. We're good. So we're going to be out. NaughtyShow.net. Give us some reviews, 5-star reviews. You get pictures. Maybe we'll take a picture of her butthole and send it to you. Should we add that to it? We'll think about it.
Can I plug in my charity really quick?
Yes. What is your charity?
Okay, so I'm a huge advocate for ProjectPeanutButter.org. So I'm asking everybody, it's a great organization that not a lot of people know about. It's the holiday season to help everybody out there. It benefits starving children in Africa. Go donate. I'm also doing another thing where all my fans, if you can donate me, or I'm sorry, not donate me. If you can email,
I'll donate you in a heartbeat.
If you can email me proof of donation to the charity of your choice, I will mail you, postage paid, a free signed 8x10 print.
Of your asshole.
Of me. But, you know, just any proof to the charity of your choice, proof of donation.
Can I mention my benefit if you want?
Yes, yes.
Gene Popa hasn't had pussy in 6 months.
Okay.
please bring one unwrapped vagina.
Don't you have a daughter at home?
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, yeah. Now we're somewhere.
This has been
now
the Naughty Shit. We'll see you next week. We'll be back. Naughty Shit. Naughty Rose of Santa Claus. Mousy Brownie. Rick Shapiro next week. We'll see you guys.